Hello, my name is Corey Brooks from Microsoft Open Technologies. In this webcast, we'll cover the integration of the jQuery mobile theme for Windows Phone into an existing Apache Cordova application. The application chosen for this demo is simple and contains a secondary page and two buttons with which to navigate. The reasons for choosing this application are due to its simple nature, which will make the webcast easy to follow, and the fact that it was written with an Android device in mind, so we can show how the same simple code will function on Windows Phone. Here we have Visual Studio open and have created a brand new Apache Cordova 1.5 application. This application contains three files in the www folder. In order to integrate our existing application into the solution, we'll start by deleting these three files. Now we have an empty www folder, and we can copy the contents of our existing application to there. Before we copy over our existing application files, let's take a look at them. In this folder, we have two HTML files, a JavaScript folder, and a CSS folder. We'll select them all and drop them into our www folder in our solution. Now, our project contains all the files necessary to run the initial application. We'll start the emulator, and our application will be compiled and loaded. As you can see, we have the two buttons and a switch. The switch was added so that we can show off the Metro-style theme accent color later on, after our theme has been applied. We'll stop this application and return to Visual Studio. As you can see from our little demo, the application currently doesn't have any Metro-style theme. So let's start adding that. Our first step is to remove all the existing theme information from our current application. Our CSS and JS folders contain the current theme and jQuery information. So we'll begin by removing those. Now our folder contains only the HTML files that we originally had in our application. Let's open index.html. The files we just removed have references within this index.html file. We need to remove these references in order to continue. I'll start by making this a little bigger so it's easier to see. As you can see right here, line 6 contains a style sheet, a CSS file that we no longer have. What we'll do is we'll comment this out. Next, we'll go down and see that lines 29 through 31 contain scripts that no longer exist. So we'll comment these out as well. Now, we'll save it, and our index.html file contains no more references to the files that were deleted. Now that none of the original theme information is present in our project, we can start applying the Metro-style theme for jQuery Mobile. This is accomplished via NuGet package. Assuming you have the NuGet plugin and the Metro-style theme package installed in Visual Studio, we can proceed by right-clicking on the solution name and going to Manage NuGet Packages. Here, we select our theme and click Install. The theme will examine our project for all dependencies and install all files necessary for the theme. Once that's complete, we can close our Package Manager. Once the theme and dependencies have been installed into your solution, your solution's www folder will now contain many additional files. Not only that, but additional references and files which we added to the solution in order to support the theme and included plugins. You'll notice that a new HTML file, metro-startpage.html, has been added to your solution. Let's take a look at this. This file contains examples of all the references required to tie in the theme and included plugins into your application. For the purposes of this demo, we'll be copying most of the contents of the head section into your existing application's index.html. But note that you can pick and choose the references you include based upon plugins needed in your application. Let's begin by selecting all the content here in the head. We'll copy it, return to our index.html. And replace everything within our head tags with what we just copied. And save the file. Our solution now contains all the references and files needed to have the Metro style theme for jQuery Mobile integrated into our Apache Cordova application. Our next step is to run this application in the emulator. As you can see, the Metro style theme has been applied to our page. It looks much different than it did before, with our index page title being in Metro style font, our buttons being in the Metro style, and our switch being in the Metro style. Other than the addition of the header code, this change has been made without any editing of the HTML on our part. You'll notice that the switch is making use of the system accent color. What you might not have noticed is that the overall system theme is detected upon load and applied accordingly. If we were to return to our device settings and change our theme to light and accent color to blue, and then return and run our application again, you'll notice that the application follows our choices. We'll now close our emulator, return to Visual Studio, and I'd like to show you a couple other things that I think are of note. After taking these few simple steps, your application should be well on its way to looking and feeling like a completely native version. Theme also includes a variety of plugins to perform tasks that aren't available via Apache Cordova, and a subfolder, Pages, here, which includes files containing examples of how to implement these plugins and elements into your application. When adding your own content to the www folder, it's important to keep in mind that only files with their build action set to content will be included in the Apache Cordova package. Images added to your project will most likely need to have this property set manually. If this task isn't completed, then you may find the images aren't displayed in your application despite everything appearing to be correct in code. If we go into this Images folder, select an image, you can see here that the build action is set to content. It's also important to keep in mind that any existing application-specific CSS files or styling included in your application have the potential to interfere with the Metro style theme or plugins. You may need to perform some testing in order to find a balance between your vision of your application and the native feel. It's important to note that while many of the plugins are meant to imitate native functionality, they are not native and have certain limitations or may not look exactly as their native counterparts. It's a good idea to familiarize yourself with the capabilities and feel of these elements before planning to integrate them into your application. That concludes this demo. Thank you very much for your time.